Okay, start again
okay.
then.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
No, that was bad. Do it again.
Hey.
No, one more time.
You just said hey.
One more time. I just need one more, please.
I can't afford this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one and only Funky Anime Podcast.
Dude, is it the Funky Anime Podcast?
It is the one and the only one.
There's only one of us.
There's the only one.
Hi, I'm here for the podcast.
Yeah.
No,
hey,
you're not
what's
allowed.
Up, dude?
Okay. Well, I guess I gotta go. Bye,
Sit
guys.
Down,
see you later.
We're gonna hang out. I'm Garb.
Hello.
This is the Funky Anime Podcast. Here next to me, you can't see him, because we've casted a spell of invisibility on him. But I promise you, he's there. It's Pino.
Hey.
And,
hey, man.
You're
touching my leg, man. Please.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll stop rubbing.
So, no, that's my foot now.
So,
what are you...
So vigorously.
Whoa, how do you go from his leg to his foot? Did you just slide down? You're just like, I guess this leg is too much. Whoop! Down
I haven't,
the foot.
I haven't introduced you yet. Shh.
Fuck!
Over on the other side of the room is Chuck, and, we've turned him into a frog.
Hey, your cat's licking me.
I'm out.
Hey, that frog is getting awfully close to me, but I don't know if he knows where I am. Oh God, what is that?
Come at the frog here.
Oh God.
This week, we went into the land
of
witches.
Funky anime
okay, fuck.
We went into the land of witches, and we watched...
I was doing a bit!
We started off strong so far. I'm feeling
good. No, we're going
so
downhill
far.
From here, come on.
Absolutely, we are.
Wait, one second.
What are you doing? Just a single really far away nut.
Okay, we can start now.
Okay, so this week we watched Little Witch Academia. We watched the pilot and the actual kickstarted movie that came out. Like, the full-length movie.
That was kickstarted?
Why would they kick a movie?
They had to start it somehow.
Because they ran out of names.
They couldn't make... They don't want to make more Kill la Kill.
Why not?
This is so wild. I didn't know it was Kickstarter.
This was animated by, yet again, the one, the only, Studio Trigger, who is, they are gods. I go to sleep at night, I pray to Studio Trigger. I say, Studio Trigger, you make my life better, and bless my food, and you make my wiener really hard because you draw really cute girls.
Whoa there.
There's one thing that I just wanna unpack from that real quick. Okay. Just like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they make your food better?
Because that's what gods do.
No, it's because you watch anime while eating. That
actually
is
true.
See, I was just thinking of the logo of Studio Trigger, just like seasoning your food. Just like rising from the coming down from the heavens, just to season your food and just
to me,
make
like
it
what
better.
I pictured was, you know how like the G's are little dilly magoos?
Guns.
I pictured them as like burgers.
Bob's burgers, that is.
How would the G from Studio Trigger look like a
it
burger?
Doesn't. It doesn't at all.
Is there fungus in this burger?
Okay,
is there
okay, one? I'm not gonna go in any deeper. Pino, that was a great transition. Mushrooms.
Thank
so,
you.
I actually don't like mushrooms. I'm disgusted.
Well, I guess you're not. Okay, bye.
So, What were you guys' first impressions? Like, where did you first encounter the show in any capacity?
I don't think the people in the audience heard what we watched again because we were goofy.
We watched Slumdog Academia.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you. That's it.
It was kickstarted, which I was surprised.
We watched. Well, the
movie, the second movie, or the full length movie, was kickstarted. Yeah. The first, the little pilot short, that was just Studio Trigger just having a goof, and we're like, let's draw some witches.
Let's give these people hope.
Yeah, that didn't it come out in like 2013?
You serious? Has it been that long?
I think 2013 or 2014.
I think 2013 was the original. Was the actual just like pilot, and then 2015 was the parade movie.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes,
cool.
That is correct. A movie.
Yes.
But okay, Chuck, what was your first?
Fuck.
God damn it.
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah. What were your first? How did you first hear of this show?
You think, like, that's how I get like some of my anime recommendations when you're like, oh, dude, you should watch this show. It's real good.
Wow.
And then that's why we have this podcast to force each other to watch it.
Sounds like to you.
Hey guys, just watch Studio Trigger. Studio Trigger.
Guys, Nico,
can't be on your podcast.
Nico Yasuo is the best.
We all just became Zeus from that one show.
From Gravity Falls.
That's a good anime.
What you're looking for. We should watch that sometime. Yeah. That's a good one. I first heard it from you, I think, when the show was coming out. Or maybe after the show came out. I don't know when you watched it. But you were like
a year ago.
Yeah, you were screaming about it. And I'm like, oh, gross. So then I watched like one episode of it. Or like one or two episodes of it over...
What are you doing?
This summer. Garb.
My cat is like fucking with a box.
I thought you heard me. Oops. Okay, never mind.
No, so I watched like an episode and I was like, eh. Because I just had so many other shows on my plate at that time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just put this on the back burner. And then I never got to it. And then Garb's like, oh, hey, idiot. We're watching the show. And I'm like, oh, good. So then instead of watching the two things that he requested, I instead watched the entire first season of it in one day.
Of the TV show.
Of the TV show. Which
It's a little complicated if you don't know. It was first a pilot. It was like a 30-minute little pilot thing. And then there was a... What's that?
23 minutes.
I thought you said 20 frames. I'm like, what? I didn't notice frame drops.
That's very short. That's not even a second.
I just blinked and it's gone.
That was a great pilot, though. Look at that animation.
Look, he's such a good pilot.
There was the pilot. There was the kickstarted movie in 2015. And then there was like they actually made
Netflix
a show.
Original series.
What? It's a Netflix original series?
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix.
What are you talking about? We watched it legally on Netflix.
I can't believe we all watched it legally on Netflix, guys.
Oh, right. We were screen sharing. That's why I didn't know it was Netflix.
Ah, of course. Well, like so instead. instead, I watched the first season and I'm like, this is good. And then I was like, oh, wait, I need to watch something else. That
you're like,
this,
wait a minute.
Not...
We were taking it easy and watching a bunch of movies.
No, but I knew that we had to watch it, but then I'm like, let's watch the show instead. So I did. And then I'm halfway through the second season, so that's pretty fun. But then I watched these two, and I was like, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt. I like the show a lot.
Kino, had you even heard of it before we did this?
Before I met you guys, I would like read it.
Before you met us, this thing wasn't out before you met us.
Well, I mean, officially met you.
Well, the show.
The show, yeah, this show. Okay, you know what? Let me rephrase that.
Oh, before the show started.
Before the show started.
We've been friends for like over a dose years.
Are you? Oh, could have been three, maybe two and a half.
Like, well, I said over.
Okay.
So it's over
9,000! Okay, so what I did was...
Good joke reference. Good funny joke.
Everybody, put how much you love that in the comments. Anyways. I always, when, you know, it's during the time where I'm just like, look, it's anime that I might watch eventually. And when I saw this, I was like, Little Witch Academia? I'm like, Academia? oh, it must be a spinoff of My Hero Academia. And then I was promptly told no. It wasn't. I was like, oh,
you were okay. Very quickly said no.
Then I remember hearing Garb talk about it, saying how he loved it, how it was from Studio Trigger, and I was like, maybe I should watch it now, but I didn't. And then we made the podcast, and he's like, instead of watching it, let's watch the movies. And I'm like, okay, you got me. So, I didn't really know what to expect except flying on brooms and perhaps maybe brooms dancing. But other than that, I had no background experience with this. But I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's a good little show. It just feels good. It makes me happy.
Dude, I can't believe that anime, something that you should watch for your enjoyment, makes you happy.
Dude, I can't believe that anime, which should never have existed, made me happy.
It's almost like I've made like several speeches on this several times in this stupid podcast.
What do you mean? This is the first one.
Oh no.
What are you talking about? I've been doing this for years.
Oh shit, where's my towel?
Okay.
What the fuck do you need a towel for?
I'm sweating, you called me out!
Oh no.
I got him.
I'm slowly expanding my props through this audio format, which is great, by the way.
Let me grab my back scratcher. Ooh.
Hold on, I have something that can make a really good noise if you give me like 1 second.
Well, God, is this just the Goose Sound podcast now? Good.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh.
Dude, let's just look up things that we should do instead of this.
But before we do that, let me grab my mushroom.
You know, when I was in the shower, I was like, man, I'm really full. I'm really tired. This is just going to be a really chill one. But instead, we literally went fucking insane in the first 10 seconds.
The thing is, you just revert, you know?
You do what feels right, and what feels right is making
wrong.
Oh yes, that too. I was gonna say just making gaffes, but sometimes.
Well, yeah, gaffes are make me nut.
Oof,
but
God, please don't do that
stuff.
Again.
Okay, Garb. Well, what's your first experience with the show? Because I want to hear your backstory.
Same thing as always. I fucking saw art of it on like Tumblr or something.
We should probably not ask
big
him anymore.
Big air quotes around art.
We should just never ask him. We should just know.
You never know. The answer may be different.
Maybe one time it'll be non-pornographic.
Garb.
Oh, God.
That'll be the day when the sun doth not rise.
And I think it's setting right now, so it's okay.
It's already gone. The sun is down.
It's 8:30. The sun's very gone.
The sun doesn't exist anymore. If I don't see it, it doesn't
Is
matter.
It like
the only thing that
Piccolo
exists
blows
is
up
the
moon?
Sorcerer's Stone.
Yes. Okay, Garb, how about you bring us through some stories
and
stuff?
No, we're going to talk about the... we're going to talk about animation first.
Okay. I'm bad at math, sorry.
The presentation. So, usually we'll go over like the opening and ending songs, too, but since we did the movies and not the show yet, there wasn't really, like...
There wasn't anything.
Yeah, there's like one song that they use like 20 times over the course of...
I love that song.
Both. Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a good song, but it's not. It ain't no opening one of Little Witch Academia 2017.
Yeah, it's
for opening 10 of Little Witch Academia.
It's no opening 2 of Kill la Kill. That's for sure.
That's very true.
I actually prefer ending 1 of Kill la Kill.
Yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say next.
Okay, good.
Or ending 2 of Kill la Kill. Everything but Kill la Kill's first opening.
I don't know why you hate the first opening.
I don't hate it. I just like it less.
Just like how Chase, I like a lot less than everything else.
Chase is good.
It's really Chase bad.
Chase is good.
Yeah, really bad. Yeah, grab your opinions are bad.
I don't. Hey,
I want
everyone,
a straw poll.
Everyone listening right now.
I want a straw poll.
Probably this is probably the first time that we've goofed on Garb's love for Chase, and this is gonna happen a lot from now on since the cat is now out of the bag. Garb really likes Chase.
Because it's a good song!
And on the record, it is a very good song.
Yeah.
And I like it a lot.
It's okay.
But you didn't hear that from me. Because I'm gonna shit on Garb as much as I can.
Why does everyone shit on Chase?
As soon as part 5 comes out in our podcast.
Wait, part 5 of the podcast?
Oh, no.
I'm like, whoa, we're still in our opening arc, my man. This isn't... there's not been any character development at all.
You're right.
Don't worry, there will be. There'll be a whole segment where one of us gets strung out on cocaine, dies, gets resurrected with the Dragon Balls.
then starts drowning because apparently he can't
honestly
swim.
Is any of us really worth being resurrected with the Dragon Balls? Is that is that the real wish that you're gonna grant?
They'll be like, I bring him back to how about $10,000 instead?
Just $10,000?
I miss happier times at the Academy.
Okay, let's talk about the art.
I don't know how to deal with the taxes of all that already. You know,
guys,
how do you,
the
how
Little
do you
Witch Academia.
That? How do you explain that when you're doing taxes? If you were just to wish for it with the dragon, is there just like Dragon Ball
tax?
There's no taxes.
No taxes.
Interesting. Cool. Anyway, would you guys
let's
think
talk
of
about animation?
Yes, let's talk about animation.
Let's talk about that instead of the logistics of getting $10,000 and having to pay taxes for it.
Welcome to the Financial Anime Podcast.
Guys.
God, I had to. Sorry.
Oh, boy, that was a really good one.
I need a drink
one.
Of water.
It's a Studio Trigger. The animation's really fucking tight. Like, are you surprised? It's great.
It's awesome.
The thing about Studio Trigger is that it looks like it's really cheaply. What the fuck are you knocking down?
I'm sorry.
It looks really
to.
Cheap, but at the same time, it's. What the fuck?
It's okay. You know, I'm invisible.
Talk.
Okay.
It looks really cheap, but at the same time, it's so creative. It's almost like, it looks like whenever, like, have you ever seen, like, an artist that, like, is just,
it's
like, drawing a doodle? What the fuck you talking? You goofing and gaffing me?
Yeah, because Spider said he was still invisible, so I forgot I was still a frog.
Get him.
Oh, God. But yes, the animation, yes?
It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it's Studio Trigger. It looks really cheap, but, like, it's so creative. It's like, okay, have you ever seen, like, a really fucking great artist just, like, doodle, and, like, that doodle is, like, better than anything you could even dream to draw in your entire life, and you're like, that's just a doodle?
That's literally everyone that I follow on Twitter.
They're like, not my best work, but here's my attempt. I'm like, what? This is an attempt? What do you mean?
I know, right? But, like, it looks like they just did it really quickly, but it's so fucking beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fluid and weird and creative. Like, them, like, making the megaphone out of the magic, that always gives a giggle out of me.
That one's really good. I wanna say something, because you said it looks cheaply animated.
Yes.
I want to go against that, because
I think it looks, in the grand scheme of things,
no,
I mean, it looks
cause
cheap.
No, because in the grand scheme of things,
what
cheap is Toa. Garp!
I'm
listen
sorry.
To what I have to say.
I'm sorry, my cat's nugging just everything I own over.
Now
she
they
never
know.
Does this.
Shush. Well, it's because you took off the collar.
Yeah, I think so.
Because cheap is Toei. Cheap is Toei just doing mouths, and that's it. When you when it's like fluid like this, I never think of it as cheap. Like, especially now with these, like, to the Pokemon Sun and Moon anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so animated now comparatively to the fucking 20 years that they bullshitted.
Season one, like, looks so bad.
Yeah, it's because they just stand there and they go, ah! And that's it.
That's,
and
like us!
Like, Pikachu, watch
that's
out!
What we do.
Oh, wait, that's Brock.
Pikachu!
I'll use my drying pan! Oh, fuck, I fucked it up! Goodbye!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I love jelly-filled donuts.
Oh, yes.
Jelly-filled are my favorite.
I do agree.
I'm back.
This type of...
Am I a fraud?
No, but this type of animation that Studio Trigger has is like... It's what makes them stand out, you know? It's...
Yeah.
I will...
It's so creative.
I will give you the benefit... Not the benefit of doubt. I'll give you the reason that, yes, it does sort of, I guess, in the grand scheme of, like, other types of anime where you have, like, oh, shiny body, he looks very well animated. Like, he looks really well, but is the animation really well? And that's where Studio Trigger really shines.
Yeah, like, Studio Trigger is, I wouldn't say anomaly as much as it's just a...
The people there look like they have passion.
Yeah, for sure. Like, right now, I watch, like, I'm watching Darling in the Franxx right now, which is currently being released, and... Holy shit, you can see it's Studio Trigger. Like, it's fucking giant mechs, and they're like bending and shooting, and you're like, what?
Oh, I guess I should watch that. This
is, they have such a unique feel that, like, Studio Trigger,
you can tell. Immediately tell. Yeah. Like, you're just like, you're watching a show, you like don't even need to see a logo. It's just like some fucking face just explodes in size, and then like their arms flap around, and you're like,
I remember there's one specific part in the Little Witch Academia movie where like they're using action lines, and like it's sort of like three-dimensional. It's like tilted.
Ooh.
And it's really interesting. Like it's so genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what makes me do?
Ooh. There we go.
I think there's like, I don't remember if it's Digibro or Eyepatch Wolf, but he did a video.
Digimon.
He did a video on Shout out like, to those guys. Kill, like
them, and then there's another YouTuber that does a lot. I'm going to look it up right now because he does like all animation stuff. And it is like some of the most interesting things, and I would immediately tell you to watch it, but keep talking while I look it up.
Cuz like literally every frame was so they knew exactly what they were doing. There was no like, what the fuck ever on this part. It's every single frame. Like, Kill la Kill is probably my favorite anime ever. Or maybe just one of my favorite shows ever. Jamie, I'm about to beat the fuck out of you. But Kill la Kill probably wouldn't be my favorite if it wasn't made by Studio Trigger. Just because there's that much charm that they put into the show. That you can just tell.
I always like to think, with some of the anime that I've seen, like, I wonder how it would be when a different studio does it. What kind of creative kind of like moments would they create in their own style? And I feel like if you give anything to Trigger, they'll do some wonders with it. Like they'll do something really unique, maybe something that we haven't even thought of.
Or there's been a lot of like, I've seen some Twitter memes where people like post the in-between frames where it's like 1,000 eyes on a person, or like all three of them are mushed together, and it's really funny.
It's great. No, so the channel that I was thinking of was the Canipa effect, Canipa effect, and
I've not heard of that.
And he's I would highly recommend to anyone who's interested about any animation in general. It's some of the most highly detailed and interesting stuff. Like, they did a two-parter on Little Witch in Studio Trigger.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
And then, like, their most recent video was about Pop Team Epic. And half of the episode, or, like, the video, was someone speaking in French talking about it. And then the other half was just normal. And it was very good.
I'm so excited to do the episode on Pop Team Epic whenever it's finished.
It's gonna be so bad.
This is bad already, and this is a really good show. That's like,
are you saying Pop Team Epic's a bad show?
No, it's just they're just like,
guys, we need to stop talking about other things because we're gonna run out of time.
Whatever.
Okay, Garb, what do we do next?
We'll talk about the plot real quick.
The what?
Both of them?
Yeah. Sure. Let's start. Start with the pilot.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bunch of witches goofing and gaffing about, and then they're in the pilot, they were like, oh man, we gotta go into this little area down here, and then there's like a dragon and shit, and they're like, oh shit. And then
slow down, I don't remember this.
And then
what, you don't?
No, I do, I love, but slow down, you went really fast.
I love my plot synopsis.
No, they're very good.
They're good. You get to the point, but like,
and like, and then Diane is the only competent one, and then Akko is like, oh shit, this is fucking Silver Chariot's thing, and then everyone else is like, Silver Chariot's a fucking baby witch.
That's like, as much as this sounds like a fucking stupid goof, that is very accurate to how this played out.
I'd go into more detail, but yeah, you got it. You hit all
and
the
then
holes.
There was, then they killed the dragon thing, and then they're like, oh, the day's saved, and then it ends, and it's like, yay. And then the movie is like, oh man, they were doing bad.
Where are we
gonna
talk about
the pilot? They got in trouble. Shh. Now we're talking about the movie. Okay. They got in trouble, and the principal was like, oh, this is bad, and you're the teacher, and you're in trouble too. And then my cat is. Did you hear that?
No, yes. I didn't hear anything.
That's my desk falling apart. My cat is destroying my life. That was probably like my Wii U gamepad, whatever.
That you're not using that thing.
Yeah,
ever.
Exactly. But they were doing bad, and they got in trouble, and they're like, oh, you've got to be in charge of this thing where they fucking throw tomatoes at you because witches were persecuted and shit. And so they're like, Oh, I mean, man, that's true. Bad. Let's make it a happy show. She that's her box of treats. That's what she's after.
You know what? I'm thinking there's a huge, like, Titan problem in your house. You might need to call some witches over to help you sort,
don't worry, I'm a frog. I'm a professional.
Get up.
I can do that. Get up.
But there's, it's supposed to be a parade, and they're like, shit, let's make it like a happy parade, or whatever the fuck they called it.
And then
they actually did it, and it was really cool, and there was a bunch of stuff, but it all went wrong, but like the audience didn't know that. And the audience was like, whoa, it's part of the show, it's cool. And they were all like, oh, fuck, what do we do? And the audience was like, yeah. And there was like a giant, and he like grabbed a dude.
Whoa there.
And they each used their individual skills to overcome obstacles.
I can see why. It's a video game. No.
Yeah, no. Grub went really, really in depth with that.
Yes, I felt.
But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go back to that.
I want a segment where every single show I just want to.
No, that would be the worst thing that could ever happen. There's been a lot of bad things on this podcast, but that would be one of the worst.
Okay, I'm. It's right there next to just my existence.
You're Pino. We put you on a pedestal to show everyone. Like, you're the person that we send out first to make everyone feel all right with the world. And then we bring me out, and they're all like, I don't know about this guy. And then they bring out Garb, and they're like, oof, time to go.
Later, man.
Later.
Kind of was the glue. Because we are sometimes we're total opposites on some stuff, Chuck. And then Pino's is a little bit here and there. You know,
I'm always here and there. I've been called the glue before, but I don't want to be Elmer's glue.
Dude, do you want to be Gorilla Glue?
Gorilla Grub. No, thanks.
Fuck, I wish I could speak English!
Me too.
I can't read, but what a great synopsis, I will say.
Yeah, the plots are very simple. You know, fits what it is.
Don't expect Evangelion.
Dude,
let's get on with the review.
with the plot, very simple, you know, nothing big. They're not canon to the story because the TV show fucking retcons a bunch of shit. So yeah.
Well, the TV show also goes over a couple of the things that they go over in the movie.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's. But they go over differently, like they do. For the first word, like, or, you know, however, in the pilot where Akko like has the shiny rod and then zaps the fucking robot monster dinosaur, they're like, zap, this is like the rod never happens. Doesn't exist.
Really?
That's incorrect. That doesn't happen. Watch the show to get the full details, and then the movie happens between like fucking like only like 20 days or something between like.
Interesting.
Technically, if it was in the show, it would fit in like a 20-day period. Like it's not.
I'm surprised by this actually. That it why? One that it's not, and two that like. Why? Okay, so both movies came before the show, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That explains it.
Like 2 years before, like once we because the show came out in 2017.
Yeah. So this is very recent.
Yeah. So guys, this is coming right off the heels of the Anime Awards by Crunch Munch. Please sponsor us. I don't think they won anything though.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but there were a lot of snuffs. But we can talk about that in like a month when we get around to recording something about it.
Yeah, we actually should. That'd be cool.
You want to fight about it? I mean, yeah, sure.
There would be a lot of like, oh, I just don't know that show though.
No, there's actually a lot of shows that I actually most of the winning shows I've watched.
I think Dragon Maid's. Yeah, I think you said that like Dragon Maid's ending.
The ED one best ending, which
good
spoilers. It is. It's supposed to.
And, yeah.
And then like they won best comedy, and I'm like, Code of Super 2 got snuffed, but
just like Daft Punk, no.
No, not to death to stink. Okay, let's. Plots are good, not canon. You know, it's a good time to be had for all. That's all I have.
Yeah, just put it on. You just hang out with your friends, get some popcorn.
and then wish
like, bang one of your friends you, while you're watching
well,
it.
Well,
like watch it, and then if you like it, watch the show because it's a trillion times better.
Pino does not condone anything Garp says in this podcast.
I honestly, we need to put that in like front of every episode.
It's just Pino doesn't.
That
condone.
Needs to be in the opening.
We don't condone anything.
Garb the Funky says. Anime Podcast does not have necessarily share the opinions of Garb.
Grumbledatch.
Snubbledatch.
But he is entitled to his opinions. These are their stories.
But he is entitled to his opinions, but we put him on a platform that he can express his feelings, which might have been a mistake.
Dude,
but
I love the internet for that.
We're just going to roll with it.
You know, I think we need to send you to some sort of academia. Maybe a little witch academia.
I want to go to UA and fight with all my favorite super people.
But I don't have a stand.
I want to but I want to wear that
I forgot. I forgot that they were called quirks in that show, and I just said stands.
I thought we were going from, like, I don't know anime, yeah. So that's why I said I wanted to wear an orange gi.
Okay, guys, what do we have to do next, bro?
I don't know, let's just talk about all the thing as a whole. How'd you like it? Did you have a good time? I had a good time.
I had a pretty good time. Coming from the show, though, there were, like, some little gripes and shit, and I'm like, eh.
See, like, I watched the movies first.
Nah. That's a good one. Like, because the movies are so, like, Studio Trigger animated all the time.
Yeah.
It was a bit jarring coming from the show, because the show, obviously, is a show, and you kind of have to just, like, cut budget when things come around, because, you know, you can't fucking make zoomy zoom faces for 22 minutes for 26 episodes. That's wild. But it was good. You know, there were little things that, you know, nitpick, fucking whatever. But overall, it's a good time. Like, if you like this, watch the show. That's all I have to say.
As someone who just only seen the pilot and the movie, like, his first experience, I thought this was pretty good. Like, it really, like, it caught my eye. It caught my attention, especially because of all the, like, in regards to what Chuck said about, like, the whole animation budget and whatnot. I really, instead of finding it jarring, obviously, because I haven't seen the show, I actually found it very, very refreshing, very, like, comedic, very, very nice. Like, I enjoyed it very, very much. I will say, I actually like everything. Characters, the backgrounds, yeah. Everything.
I feel that.
Just, it was fantastic.
Like, the sky backgrounds, fucking phenomenal. Like, Studio Trigger always hits it out of the park, especially, like, even though everyone's like, oh, shit, the animation's great. The backgrounds, fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, like, just that blue-ass sky, you're like,
I want to eat that sky.
It's Starry Night, dude.
I want to vor that sky.
Ooh, me boy. Two things.
I signed up for the wrong show.
Oh, did you wait, what show were you supposed to be on?
Pawn Stars.
Be on the show? Oh, my bad. Yeah, you have to. That's two doors down from here.
Okay, bye. Hey, Rick Harrison.
What about three doors down?
I'm Rick Harrison.
Someone sing a three doors down so I don't know any of them.
Kryptonite!
Three doors down. Wait a second, that's not a song.
I like Pino's song.
I was about to sing the Sesame Street song.
Wait, Pino, can you sing it? Pino, can you sing it for us?
Well, I don't remember what song it is, but it's like
no, just go. You are on a roll.
Three doors down. Gonna go three doors down, and I'm gonna jump off my window to Sesame Street.
Well, guys, I think we just found our second opening for the show.
We've peaked.
I hate what
it's
I,
all downhill.
I hate what I become.
Again,
Pino, you're the guinea pig, and you say like one thing, and you always have to elaborate on whatever you
I'm
say.
I'm not a guinea pig, okay? I'm not your guinea pig, yay!
And that's kind of what happened during the show, which I actually liked. If we talk a little more in depth about the
if we actually talk about the show during this episode,
there are. What the audience doesn't know is that there's two Pinos. There's the crazy one, and then there's the one that wants to pull everything together. And they have an ongoing battle.
Internally.
But I don't care. I will say, if we can just go back a little bit, I do like...
No, we can't.
Okay, let's go on to the finale.
No, what were you saying, Pino? I want to hear. I like your brain.
Well, I mean, we're still on animation, right? Or we're still talking about...
I don't know. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm hosting.
The only thing I know is that we haven't gotten to characters yet.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk about it when we get to characters then.
Wait, why'd you ask about animation? And you're like,
It's because I thought we were still on the topic of animation.
We are.
Are we okay?
No, we're not.
Yes. Are we finished?
We're talking about the story.
Paito, go for it.
I don't want to be your friends anymore. And that's exactly what happened in the movie.
You don't deserve my fan, man.
That's plot.
I want to talk about characters because I feel
talk about them.
Each of the main characters kind of act like you, me, and Chuck here.
Oh, boy.
I don't know which ones we'd be. I'd obviously be the one with the glasses.
What's her name? Can you tell us what her name is?
Oh, God, it's Lotte. Lotte.
In my head, I was picturing, like, your brain, like, you know how, like, whenever you have, like, a towel and you squeeze it and you're trying to get every bit of water out of it?
Yes.
That's, like, your brain. It was, like, squeezing to get, like, all that knowledge juice.
I'm sorry that I can't remember her name.
I'm dying.
Wait, you're not drowning.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, but yeah, I feel like, I don't know, they just reminded me about each of you, which is very weird, and I hope we don't...
I'm not your guinea pig.
I hope we're not getting into any fights. That's not me singing.
You're not my friend. Never. I'm gonna say I'm not your friend, then turn around every 5 seconds just to reiterate the fact that I'm not your friend.
It's okay, because none of the words you say matter anyway.
That's pretty true, though. Like, all this podcast is just hot air. There's nothing.
Yeah. You know, we hit our peaks, and then we hit the peaks on the negative side.
This is a junk food podcast. Like, you know how some podcasts are really good and, like, really in-depth, and they're, like, a full course meal? This is, like, a shitty, like, croissant you found on the floor.
No, we're like some weird-ass, like, three-star restaurant that, like, if you get, like, one dish, like, that's, like, their best dish, and you're always happy with it. But then they give you, like, some bullshit dish that you're like, let's just try out the menu and see what's there. And then you get it and you're like, holy shit, why did I order
this?
Why
did I not get my usual?
That's how this show works right now.
Oh my god.
That's just like the Euro shop down from where I work. That's exactly how that is.
No, it's called Gyro.
That's the Chinese restaurant I've gone to for like about 20 years and then ordered one thing differently and was like,
yeah, pretty much.
And then I blew it up?
No,
it was too real.
No.
Were you talking about characters?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go. Go, Garb.
Oh, wait, he was just saying that it was like us. All of them are unique. They each have, like, something memorable. Not only that, but all of their character designs are so drastically different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, you could pick a picture of Akko, and I'm like, yeah, that's Akko. And you put a picture of Amanda, and I'm like, that's Amanda.
Like, idiot. Obviously, it's Amanda. That's one of, like, the pluses. Well, that's what Studio Trigger has to do, because with this varying style of animation and how they flex and bend all their characters,
mm-hmm.
They have to recognize who it is at, like, a moment's notice. Like, there has to be, like, some distinct characteristic that you can pick out, whether it be hair color, like, how they always move.
They all have different
eyes. Their personality. Yeah, it's...
A great example is Susie when she's like in her cloak, or when she's like asleep and like she's walking down the halls, and like she's just a weird squiggly thing.
She's just a tube.
No, she's like a little bit of toothpaste out of your tooth. She's just a toothpaste, and then her hands come out. I'm like, toothpaste. What is this?
I think it's mushroom flavor.
Just Susie coming out of a Colgate tube of toothpaste.
It's mushroom flavor. But yes,
I need to type that. That's too good.
Yeah, you're
Photoshop.
Welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's talk about the characters,
right,
since Garb is not doing his job as host.
Let's break it down. Let's break it down, homie.
So we got Akko Kagari first, full name Atsuko Kagari.
Oh, really?
Her name's shortened down as a nickname.
What? I had never had a nickname.
She's the main witch. She's the commoner that goes.
She's the main witch.
She's not a witch. She's just she's just a fake.
There's one thing I want to say.
Okay, sure.
Real quick.
Sure, just real quick.
She's way too competent at magic in this. She's just It's not, like, because in the show, she's, like, shit at magic. She's just not, she's not there. And here she could still, like, fucking flip around books and make brooms dance like it's Fantasia and Disney. And they're just like, whoopah, whoopah.
And, like, whenever she was putting the boat together, like, in the movie.
She actually could pick up parts. I'm like, mm,
yeah, she was, like, putting up all the boards in unison.
Interesting.
Yeah. Dude, I love you.
See, I always thought she was just one of those students that just, like, she had potential, but, like, she didn't care. At least that's what the movies kind of made me feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the show, like, it has more time to develop naturally, you know? So,
I see.
It kind of goes like when we were watching One Piece last week.
Oh. Dude, more like stink piece, am I right?
I absolutely
I'm still
agree.
Drowning,
Someone help me.
Someone help me.
Somebody please help me.
Somebody help me. These are bad opinions, huh?
I'm drowning in bad opinions.
Yeah, but it's, Akko's just, you know, your main character. I think she has, like, even though, like, this show's very varied in their character design. She probably has the most safe design, but then because she stretches so much and is like a... is a stretchy girl. Like, it's good.
I like all her, like... I don't know. She's, like, she's the one that, like, moves the most. So, like, every time they animate her, I'm just like, wow, they did, like, a fantastic
Meanwhile,
job.
Meanwhile, Susie's kind of like the Rock, who's more still.
Dude, I love Dwayne.
But... but Akko's... her personality... Not the fan. Not a fan of
Wait, what?
She's kind of a goof.
She's a bitch.
Wait, she's aloof.
What?
She whines.
What?
She's just like, I want to make this mine. You're not my friend anymore.
Hey, man.
I want it.
Hey, man.
And I'm like,
We've all been there, man. We've all been there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I remember last week.
Hunter, you've never been there.
Okay.
Okay. He just gives up.
You're not my friend anymore, Chuck.
This is my podcast. Well, guys, you heard it here first. This is the last episode of the podcast with me in it.
This is now the Pino.
It's just FP.
This is PPP.
Funky Pino.
Funky Pino.
It's just me listening to smooth jazz.
Honestly, I'd pay to listen to that.
God, no. I don't even listen to smooth jazz. I'm a fraud.
Well, guys, guess what? Guess what, guys? The new series on our YouTube channel is just Pino listening to smooth jazz.
I like that track.
I would edit that. I would personally make sure that comes to fruition.
I'd pay to a Patreon to watch that.
And if you want to, sign up for our Patreon. Link's down below. Probably not, but you know. You know where to find it.
It doesn't exist, so it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. We made this goof in, like, the third episode. It still doesn't... It's been a couple months, it still doesn't exist.
Anyways, back to Akko.
Anyways, so Akko, she's just... I don't know. Her personality is a bit rough around the edges.
In the movies. It's, she's a
in
bit
the
of
movies,
a bitch.
In the show, but I want to kind of take the movies as, like, their own thing, because they came before the show, so I can't... Like, last week with One Piece, it's like, okay, they had all this to work with. How are they going to improve it? But then there's this where it's like, this is what they're starting out with, and we
then
can see where they go.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like this. But I feel like...
I like this.
I don't know. I understood Akko. Because, like, these are kids. Come on. Kids do this kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is just like...
Point.
It's showing us... Obviously, it showed us that their bond of friendship, you know, will get past their whole, like, oh, you're being unreasonable. Like, as seen at the end of the movie, at least. I was
the
like,
bond of friendship.
Yeah, and that's usually what shows
Dude, the
like
real
this.
Magic was friendship.
Yeah, and that's what shows like this are really mostly about, at least in my experience with a lot of, like, shows with friends in it.
Maybe the real Little Witch Academia was the friends we
Shut
made
up.
Along the way.
Shut up. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think we talked about Akko enough, right?
Yeah, we can throw it to
There's me. Not much to talk about. She just fucks up.
Oh, well.
And that's she it. Exists. Okay. And then everyone else picks her out of the gutter.
All right.
I relate.
Let's move on to the second friend.
We'll talk about Susie. Yeah.
All right, Susie.
I think we were on the same page then.
Yeah.
Susie.
She's so purple.
She's so cute.
She's so purple.
She's mushroom.
She's how I found the show. She was like the first person like I saw art of.
Art of.
This wasn't born. This is not.
I will say she has her character design very interesting.
Is there any art that you look at that isn't porn?
Yeah.
Why do we?
Who's that one girl? Emily.
Yeah.
Corrupted Gem.
At Corrupted Gem on Twitter.
Hers isn't
porn. Go follow her. Her art's fucking fantastic, but no one listens to this podcast, so she'll get zero followers. Yeah, so Susie is just a little squiggle girl that's purple.
She's a toothpaste.
I like her character. She just doesn't care. And that's kind of like
she sticks
what I
out.
Like. I mean,
in the right way.
Yeah, she sticks out to us, but I guess in their world, she's just like, oh, it's that weirdo. And I'm like, no, fuck. She's not a weirdo. She's a nice person.
I relate. I've been that weirdo. If you couldn't assume.
Nah. You seem like a confident guy.
if you couldn't assume by of who we've already talked about.
Oh, right. Oh, I thought.
Garbus Susie, Imako, and Pino is yet to be discovered. Yeah. But we will talk about her shortly.
I'm a guide, though, so.
Sushi likes magic and she likes mushrooms. Some she say mushrooms she even lot. Likes magic mushrooms. That was a bad joke.
Her character's really fun. I know. She's
was
like,
that a joke, Garb?
No.
She brings humor, okay. Which I appreciate. She's like that like dry humor, and I'm just like, yes, I'm into this. Thank you for
existing. Dry humor is my favorite.
Yes.
Hey, you know how I told you guys that I was going to be playing this game show?
No.
Well, it's happening right now, and someone wrote in the chat, Chuck, your sister is hot. I don't know how I should feel about that.
You should tell them you're never going to be their friend again.
Is she hot?
That's not something you asked.
That's weird.
I have a
that's
sister.
Not something that I can. That's
what's your
not
number?
Something,
what's
I
your
know.
Number?
Seven. Call seven. You will find my sister.
But now we're going to call on our little roster. We're going to call Lottie Janison.
Latte?
Latte.
Who the fuck knows?
I call her Latte, Lottie, whichever one works.
I call her Latte.
She is.
Like the coffee.
Lottie.
She is.
I call her Lottie. Like
Latias.
The
I love Gen 3.
She is orange-haired student of the Little Witch Academia.
With glasses.
With glasses and very timid, as all short-haired glasses people do tend to be. She reminded me of Velma a lot for some weird reason.
I see it. I can see it.
Especially since
from.
I watched the dub, she sounded a bit like Velma, maybe, but like in a kid's way and a not annoying way like Velma sounded like. So
I don't know. Velma isn't that annoying. She gets sassy by the later shows.
Yeah, the later
like
shows,
that.
She's pretty sassy. But Mystery Incorporated, like somewhere around there, that's when she gets her sassiest. But like,
she gave
off a like an intellectual yet held back by her friends kind of vibe.
Dude, her IQ is fucking massive, mate.
Jeez. I didn't know that. It is lore.
Dude, I can't believe how high her IQ is.
And I feel like she gets more screen. Obviously, it was more like the parade movie was more centered around their friendship, so she got more screen time there. And I appreciated her screen time there because you kind of. I feel like out of all of them, you get to learn more about her the most because it's like, what is she like? What is she into? What are the things she cares about? I'm like, yeah,
she's so cute.
Yeah, she is cute. I must like all these characters are cute. Like I just gotta.
Stop right there. You violated the law.
Yep. Oof. Ouch, my bones.
But in that way that in the art style that they're drawn in, they're really made to appeal, I guess, to audiences.
That's Studio Trigger, man. They know how to draw cute girls.
Mm-hmm. They do a very good job.
I appreciate that.
Now that we have our trio of main characters, let's go for a trio of supporting characters. In the movie, that
dude,
is.
Diana,
dude,
is like the only competent character in the pilot. In the show, she's kind of made out to be kind of a bitch, but in the movies, she's just kind of like the straight one who's like doesn't put up with their bullshit.
She's like, okay, guys, you guys, just calm down, man. Just it's just a show.
Okay, guys, well, I'm not getting the $20 trillion.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, I didn't mean to hit nut. But it didn't make me nut. Okay. Well, guys, now I could actually talk.
Right. So we're on Diana right now?
No, I was listening. Yeah, I like her hair.
Yeah, her hair is really nice. I like
all the hair is really good in this show.
Yeah, surprise. Yeah, it's like, she's a bit of a bitchy character. But, like, you know, she cares a bit. Like, and I'm okay with that.
Speaking
like
of good
her.
Hair.
Oh.
You know who else has really great hair in this show? Amanda.
No,
Jasmika. Oh, wait.
Okay.
No, I thought we were going to talk about the other two bitch girls.
Oh, I don't even know their squad. Names.
No, I don't either. I'm just going to talk about them for a second. Okay. They're bitches and I hate them.
Oh, well, I just thought...
Okay, now we can go to the next character.
They're just bitches and you hate them. That's well,
okay.
it.
Yeah, they're annoying in the show. They're annoying in the movies. And they're bullies. And I don't like them.
They're made to be her clique, you know, and that's how cliques usually work.
Yeah, Diana's so smart. But
Have you seen Mean Girls?
Yes!
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
You can't just ask people why they're white.
You just can't ask people why they're witches. Yeah, so... the thing was broken.
I didn't expect him to laugh so hard at that.
I'm surprised I'm not
Who
laughing.
Who knew Mean Girls was one of his, like, triggers?
It's Little Mean Girls Academia.
There's too many thumbnails!
Just put them all in there. I'm just kidding.
God, this is going to be bad. But yeah, those two girls are bitches and I hate them. But now let's get to the good trio.
Amanda, my friend, looks just like Ryuko from Kill la Kill.
Except yes. I would argue...
Except her hair is cotton candy.
I would argue a better character design. I like Amanda's character design better than Ryuko.
If you were just talking about her head, I would agree. But if we're talking full body, like...
Well, no. Yeah, I'm not talking about the clothes she wears or, like, what... I'm talking about the person.
I don't think you'd be able to compare the clothes, from the source material of the movies and, I guess, the... and compared to, like... So, we're comparing the movies to Kill la Kill, right? Kill la Kill, obviously, she's the main character. She's got the cool shirt and whatnot. So, I'd throw that out.
No, she's got Senketsu.
No, I know. Senketsu
would
fucking...
No, what if she was just wearing...
Not force her.
Okay, but what if she was just wearing, like, a regular uniform?
Dude, I want to see Amanda.
Because Amanda's Senketsu. Just wearing a normal uniform. So, this is why I say...
You know, that's happened somewhere. You know that, right?
But, I hope.
Like, Amanda, I just like her hair. Like, because she has... she has swoops. She has short hair, mm-hmm. and it swoops. So the underside of her hair is like
it looks like a flower,
a pinkish red, and then it's orange on the top, and it's fucking wonderful. And her eyes are green, and it's great character.
I never noticed this until now, but her hair looks like an upside down flower. Oh, it makes me happy.
I like
the flowers eating her head.
I liked her character introduction. Like it was.
Oh yeah.
It was like all I needed to know that like she means business. She's like hardcore, and I was like, okay, that explains the hair.
She don't fuck around.
Like that explains the hair. You've got the not the delinquent look, but it's like the cool person look. You're like, yeah, I'm a lone wolf. But I still have my
you know, a good character design. You can tell like what they're. You should be able to tell their personality from one look at
the edge.
How?
Like immediately. You should be able to know.
Mm-hmm. What are you goofing about?
But she isn't all that bad because she's hanging out with two of her friends. And let's start with the best one. Actually, we'll just start with any of them. We'll start with Constance.
Wait, Pino, say her full name.
Constance Emil von Braunschweig Albrechtberg.
Yeah?
That's actually pretty close, yes. I'd say. I can't say
you
it.
You thought
so
I was
going to
mess it up? Yeah, I did, because I used...
Yeah, we're just going to call her Constance.
Constance.
Yeah, Constance. Constance is great. I fucking love her. She's quiet, she doesn't talk, she gives you a thumbs up. And
I like her eyebrows.
I didn't even know she had an English voice actor, and it says she has a voice actor.
She reminds me of Captain Code, because as soon as I see her, everything's going to be all right.
Like, you know? Constance is like someone we'd be hanging out with. You got the video games, you got the technology.
Constance, if any of the three of us had to be Constance, Pino would be Constance.
Wait, what? I don't know computers. I'm using a Mac.
They don't get viruses.
But they don't get the virus.
I know, I don't have
I'm using Safari.
I'm using Napster.
Yeah, Constantine does little fucking nerd shit with building computers and machines, and I love it.
I found it hilarious that was like bad for the school. It's like, you can't be using magic and technology.
That's actually a huge talking point in the anime.
Oh, really?
Like the show. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like one of the big plots for the second season.
Interesting. I might have to give this a watch.
It's cool, dude. You should.
Yeah, I really think you should. Because we have 3 weeks till we can record the next episode. Spoilers. Shh. Watch it.
All right.
But the last of that trio is Jasminka.
And
guess what she does?
She eats.
she's just a happy and eat, and she's strong.
Yo, she's fun. Like,
Fucking love her character design. She just munches.
She's like, so chill.
Her intro, I was
yes,
kinda like,
her intro. Phenomenal.
Like before she even spoke, I just saw her eating and having, you know, chips. I was thinking if you took away the food from her, she'd like become a raging beast. But she seemed really nice when she shared food. I was like, okay, you can cook. Yeah, you share food. You're okay in my book.
The intro, whenever they're like, these three girls are also going to be helping you with the parade. We're talking, most of the stuff that we're talking about now with these three are with the parade because they had a much bigger role in the parade yeah. than the actual opening, the pilot. And for the bit, like how they do like the mug shots and then why are they in trouble?
Yeah.
With just Minka just eating a chip and then immediately getting it stolen away, and then she just eats and just keeps pulling out infinite chips.
God, I can see that. Like,
it's so good.
I need a gif of that. Just that's so
and,
good.
And that's like quintessential Studio Trigger animation, and oh boy, it's good. And I just love her character design, and she just munches.
That's a good way to describe Trigger. It's Studio Trigger. They're gif-able.
She witch, yeah. but she also munch.
Yes. But yeah.
Wait, what?
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Are you talking
hey,
about
guys.
Say, yeah?
Hey.
We didn't talk about 2P.
Yeah, we forgot.
Who are we talking about? I was gonna...
We didn't talk about Ursula.
Oh, shit. We didn't. Go. Yeah, go.
Okay, so...
I know you have a huge hard-on.
So, I... God, I don't want to say that I have a hard-on, but I do. It's just... She's good. She's like such a... good character. There's some spoilers from the show that I'm not going to say. You got to watch the show for yourself.
Okay, but I feel like the first episode kind of just... Or the pilot made me...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You should know, but I'm not going to spoil it, even though I spoiled
it. I knew what she saw.
Spoiler last episode. Oh, my God! Yeah, no, so she's one of the teachers, mm-hmm. and she has blue hair and has great glasses, has red eyes, and oh, my goodness, is she fucking amazing. She's caring. She loves for everyone.
And she's cute.
And she's so fucking adorable. Yet, she's not my best grill because she didn't do enough in the anime, in the
movie.
Pilot, yeah. In the movie. Even though she had the big megaphone and I loved it. It was great.
The megaphone was so good.
It made me super happy, but she's not my best grill because, ooh boy.
Wait.
There's... Oh, shit. I spoiled the next segment.
What do you mean, next segment?
Fuck.
Wait, we have one. We didn't talk about the most important girl.
Shiny Chariot.
The fish teacher.
She's not in this.
Oh shit, she's not.
I was gonna say PC's what?
Isn't in this.
Fish. There's a teacher who's a fish.
And there's an entire subplot about her. It's fucking great.
Interesting.
It makes me super happy watching that episode. But instead, let's talk about something that We should really get on to. We've been doing this for like fucking 50 minutes already. Welcome to the 10th edition.
Yes, 10.
Where's my perfume?
The part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice.
Where's my comb?
A best grill for the episode. We duke it out for the title. A best grill. Pino, shut up.
I'm not
today,
ready.
Today, our contestants, once again, are Pino, Garb, and myself. Can you tell me, who are each of you advocating for?
I am going for Susie. Who are you going for, Pino?
Hold up, I'm not ready. I didn't even write the note. Okay, I'm going for Latte.
Ice mocha?
Maybe. I might just not.
Do you want whipped cream?
No, I'm okay. Just plain.
Okay.
Make sure there's glasses.
What's your
name?
Body
Cash.
No, what's your name?
My name? Mine is Pino.
Okay, is that spelled Pyniwuo?
You joke, yeah. But that's accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I'm going for Amanda O'Neill.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Amanda O'Neill.
This is the cream of the crop. They rise to the top.
Ooh, yeah.
So who wants to go first? I think we always go Garb first. Garb, do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Or do you want someone else to go first?
Because I am the king. You might as well not even go after me because Sushi's the best.
Sushi? I love sushi.
I prefer ceviche, but you know.
What? Dude, Chevy Chase?
Did you say Chevasse?
Oh no. I wanna go home. Wanna go home.
I wanna go home.
Oh no, this
Sushi is kind of a bitch, and like we said, she's a bit of a toothpaste. But she means good. She's cute. She's a bit of a goof. Susie's, she has cute pajamas.
The straight man.
Yeah. She's the, like you said, it's the dry humor, and the dry humor is my favorite. That's what gets me. I'm definitely not looking at the trivia page, looking really quickly to make sure that...
Susie's got a lot
of... Dude, we don't do trivia here. What are you talking about?
Susie has a lot of good things going for her, but I will say perhaps, like... I don't know. She is the straight man here, but she, I don't know. It might be a little too dry, especially if you're going to pick her for best girl. Unless you truly understand what's going on inside her mind, then, you know.
Oh, don't worry. There's a whole episode of the anime where they literally are inside of her
head. Go into her mind. It's very... That's like one of the best episodes just because it's Studio Trigger going at it.
Oh. Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay. It's very surreal.
Yeah, but I don't think that fucking Susie doesn't get the crown this week because, or this every other week because she's just like, you know, a squiggle.
I love squiggles. But she's the whole reason that I know about this show. She's the whole reason that we're doing this episode because if it weren't for her, I probably would never see this show.
I'm not talking down to her importance in where we are today. I'm talking down of her as a character.
She
uses her friend as a guinea pig. You don't want that.
That's exclusively what I do whenever I say incredibly vulgar things that you have to censor.
That's true. But also,
I was the guinea pig.
Gimme. Did you know that she's actually from the Philippines?
Really? No, but I see that on the wiki page as well.
Yeah, I opened it up and I'm like, I didn't know that.
That's so cool.
It is.
Southeast Asia.
I don't think she's that. I know she's very much your style.
I like the bitchy ones.
I know you do.
Wow, straightforward.
We've hit that mark every single episode at this point. But like, it's just oof, boys. Oof, not Susie, because she's just she makes people sad. Because she curses people sometimes.
She makes me happy.
Well, that's enough for me.
Oh. Who'd you... Explain why you picked your girl, Chuch.
Oh, boys, here it is.
Oh, no.
So, you guys heard how I ranted about Ursula, but because since she didn't have the majority of the plot, didn't have, like, any real relevance and didn't show her true colors...
Yeah.
I felt that it wouldn't be fair for... another very good character, Amanda O'Neill, to just be snuffed out of this competition because, oh boy, Amanda O'Neill is just fucking phenomenal. We've already talked about her character design, but I'm going to talk about it again. Her hair is such a good standout. You're like, ah, damn, there's Amanda. She's
edgy. She looks like candy.
I love her hair. She's beautiful. She has green eyes. Like, she looks deep into your soul. Even in her concept art, she actually wore... red high top sneakers.
Whoa.
Which is fucking lit. She wore fucking Converse and is awesome. She also came from the US, so like USA, come on, like go team USA.
Dang.
If you don't like Amanda, then you're not American.
Duh. I have some sad news to tell you boys.
Yeah, but she's a tomboy. She does a lot of cool stuff. She dances in the movie, some of the best animation in the movie is just her like dancing around her broom and dancing in the air.
It's very cute.
It's very beautiful and
very
cool. And it's just like everyone's a good time fun boy.
Well, here's why and you're wrong.
Good time fun boys. That's what we should have called this podcast.
We're gonna have a spin-off podcast called Good Time Fun Boys where all we do is just talk for like 10 minutes at a time and then release it as a podcast.
Good lord. But here's why you're wrong. Okay, so she can dance. Yeah, that's cool. Yes,
she can also ride a broom very well.
Brooms can dance. And she knows how to use a sword, man. Did you see that?
No, but she
can
ride the broom. Did you see her ride the broom?
Did you see the movie? Those brooms.
She can ride my broom.
She doesn't need magic.
Those brooms. I could dance. Okay, well, I guess I can't dance. But you know, I could try and dance as good as her, you know? I don't have orange hair, but you know what? Orange hair is good. You got me there. I don't know. She seems a little too dangerous for me, man. Did you see that intro? She was like stealing something. Like, I can't do that. I'm not.
That's Chuch, though.
I'm no Tom Cruise.
I live on the edge.
I can't break my knee on set.
I love it. She's Look, did you see how agile she was and how good she looked in that bodysuit? Also,
we are going to prison.
Oh. In the trivia section, the only trivia, and I posted this in chat, personality-wise, a man is similar to Ryoko Matoi from Kill la Kill, another anime series produced by Studio Trigger.
I guess Garb can't really say anything anymore. Sorry.
Garb, get shut down. Oof. But yeah, she's
I like
just,
Mako.
Mako's a good character, too. We can't talk about that now. We're talking about Little Witch. It's a good show, and she's great. And she's, oh my god, she's fantastic. She just fucking I love her design. I love her personality. She's kind when she needs to. She cares about her friend. When she got the letter from fucking Akko about doing the fun time happy thing, she did it and she helped
fun
her.
Fun time happy boys.
Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
That's what it was. Yes, it was Happy Time Fun Parade or something.
Ah, that's adorable.
Really
like that.
Stupid.
That was adorable.
It was great. They said like heart or something, and then they said Doki Doki, and I'm like, oh, is that a Love Live reference? It wasn't. But,
no, Doki Doki is just like the onomatopoeia.
I know it's heartbeat. I know it is. I've watched anime.
That makes
Garb.
Sense.
I know.
That's why it was called Doki Doki Panic.
Yes. Good. He's learning.
Mario Brothers 2, baby.
Dude, that's my super favorite video game.
Well,
also, she's a kleptomaniac, according to the wiki, and I think that's just funny.
Oh, there goes your slinky.
Hey, guess what's in my hands right now?
Oh, no.
And also, just she's very animated, and I love it.
All right, well...
That's it. She's great. I love
it. Time to tell you why you're all wrong, okay?
I'm sitting here.
Okay, you might have to stand for this.
Okay, one sec. I'm standing away from the mic.
All right.
I can't stand because my headphones are long enough.
All right, now take a seat.
Okay, what's up?
All right.
Okay, I'm down.
Let me tell you. Let me give you...
Wait, should I stand up
for
this?
No, you can stay seated. You might want to be seated for this.
Okay, I'm sitting.
So, say you're in a classroom, right?
Yes.
Okay. Say that you're sitting all the way in the back next to the window, right?
Yeah. Right?
And say there's somebody fantastic.
That's how all harem anime starts.
Now think of somebody's fantastic sitting right there, right?
Yeah.
Now don't look
I'm
at that person.
This.
Don't look at that person.
Okay, I'm not looking.
Go to the
I'm
front
not,
of the.
I'm sorry.
Go to the front of the classroom where no main character.
Go to the back of the front of the classroom.
Go to the front of the classroom, which is now the back,
okay.
Because you're in the front. Okay. You're in the front
cool.
of the classroom.
Wait.
Are you sitting backwards in the chair in the front, so you're technically still sitting in the back in your orientation?
No. We're just
So you're sitting like a cool kid?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, cool.
You're sitting
cool.
in the middle of the classroom, right? Now you turn around.
Oh, now I'm in the middle? Wait a second.
I'm on a horse.
Wait, I was in the front sitting backwards in a
I
chair,
thought we were
not
sitting in
the
back. The
okay. No, you know what? Screw it. I picked Lottie, okay? This is going somewhere, and then y'all just have to keep asking questions. Okay, I picked Lottie. I picked Lottie for several reasons. Orange hair.
wait, Pano, can I list some reasons real
sure,
quick that
you
I
can
think
do it.
That I think you list
real,
that you
real
chose
quick,
her
before like we were recording, Chuck and I were talking
so,
about like oh
so
Latte
I,
is gonna be his girl right
yeah no so Lottie, as you know before if you've listened to our Love Live episode
and our One Piece episode,
he chose Rin, and if you watch One Piece episode I
chose Nojiko but
name. Nojiko's I don't. But Nami is basically Nojiko. And guess what? Orange hair. Cute. Has glasses. Is smart. Guess what? That's Pino.
Guess what? I actually
Pino's
chose the
immediately.
Broom. Just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's... And those are all very reasonable answers.
Yeah.
I respect your choice.
That's
but
Pino's
you're
aesthetic.
Stupid and wrong.
Wait, I didn't even
also,
get a chance to explain. Why, man?
Also, she's finished.
No. Oh, she's finished. That's fantastic.
I was gonna. Oh no.
Because I'm gonna.
Oh, I was gonna say a bad thing.
I know what you were gonna say because I was thinking it.
I'm definitely going to jail now.
I was just gonna say because I'm gonna complete it. Da, 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 da. We got. We got copyrighted. Sorry. No, I appreciate her character. She's really shy, like I explained before. She is smart.
But she is caring. There is a caring heart in there. And the scene where she was singing, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, this is a good...
That really got me.
That was a good character.
That was a good scene.
And then when her scroll got tore the F up, I was just like, what is she going to do? And she did exactly what I thought. She shut herself in. I was like, yes, you've learned, child. You are just...
Me too.
You are the ideal person. Just shut yourself in. But you know deep down inside you forgive them. And that's what she did. That's why she's the best. Because she can overcome her faults, you know?
Real quick, if you were to take her out on a date, where would you go?
No, we do that after we roast her.
Yeah, now time to roast me, okay?
No.
Don't.
Oh.
No.
I thought we already roasted.
No, I get to roast more. Like, that was, go ahead. That was like, so I like seasoned the meat before I roast it.
Ah.
But now I'm here to just...
All right.
Like, I get it.
Do you hear my roasting hands?
Rub those just... fucking meaty hands together.
Dude, they're fucking meat sacks.
All right, I'm going to try not to cry. Okay,
so Lari Yasson is her name.
Croissant.
And she sings.
Yes. Thank you.
But who sings anymore?
Coldplay.
Checkmate. Checkmate, guys.
What? You guys don't like Coldplay?
That's not what I expected. That is the last thing I would have ever expected you to say.
Well, it was either that or Sean Kingston or Adam Levine.
Sean Kingston would have been a more acceptable answer than Coldplay, my man. She's just a bit too bland. You know, she's just like, you know, a little nerd, but I'm okay with that. I'm a little bit of a nerd. I'm just saying, we kind of host an anime podcast, so we can't say much.
I got you.
Fuck. Damn, I got myself. Oh, time to get that towel again.
Oh, no. But what else? Yeah, let me hear it coming.
She's just pretty plain, you know? Like, I like her character design enough, but it's not a standout character for me. I don't think she garners as much as she probably could have, and as such, she doesn't feel like she should be the best grill.
You know what? I'm going to say it right now.
Oh, no. Not it.
I respect your opinion.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first on the entire internet anyone has ever uttered that phrase.
Guys, I'm in shock right now. I don't know what to say.
I can't.
Is Pino trying to say something and is... I think Fine is trying to say something.
And if you want to send us your opinions, send them on over to our email.
What is it? Was it Fine?
If only I could memorize that email, but send it over there.
It's funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
It's the name of the
podcast. FunkyAn.
No. Okay, ready? It is the Funky Anime Podcast. Once again, the Funky Anime Podcast, FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com.
I would love to hear your opinions and respect
them. No, Garb. And, but first, where would you take your dates?
Where would you take her, Pina?
First? I'd take a stroll down the library.
Oh, fuck.
You know, because she seems like an educational type. And you know what? I haven't been to a lot of
education.
Pino. Yeah. An educational type.
McLean! Back to our Golden Boy episode. You know, first I take her to the library. You know, she seems like someone who likes to read, and I don't like to read, but I could learn to read, you know? I
mean, you can pretend.
Are you illiterate?
Shh, don't tell my mom. But, you know, I do that first, then would, you know, take a nice little stroll. I probably won't ride the broom, because I'm not really good with heights sometimes. Just a nice little stroll. Probably.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Probably do some humming.
We did that.
There's all sorts of lore in this show now.
No, because I remembered in a previous episode that we, like, put you up really high, and you're like, oh, is this a bad time to say that I'm afraid of heights?
And see, we are consistent.
What do you mean? This is an actual fear? it was a fear I discovered, but I'll talk about that eventually. It'd be a nice simple one, kind of like Nojiko with the Orange Garden. This is just a nice getting to know you, you know, and you know, I lost my train of thought. Yes. Boys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would take Sushi to go hunt mushrooms in the forest.
Uh-huh. You're gonna die. She's gonna like, she's gonna poison you and leave.
One of those mushrooms isn't like the rest.
I would annoy her because I'd be like, "Is this the right kind?" She'd be like, she's "No, like,
yeah.
yes,
she'd
yes, be like, it no, is.
We need red dots, not blue dots. You fucking idiot."
She'd be like, "Hey, that's the mushroom that eats you. Hey,
that's me." Well,
that's the mushroom that bores you.
I can't believe.
I'm so glad I have a new guinea pig.
His name is Grumbleock.
What is
that? Was bad. What okay.
Has this podcast become?
What is this podcast?
If you're still, if you're still spiraled. Here, if you're still here,
I know some people on different discords that are like, "Oh, watch your Little Witch Academia," and I'm like, "Oh boy."
If you're still here, I'm so sorry we disrespected this anime, but this anime is really good.
No, I mean, we're not. How are we disrespecting it? I'm sorry. We love it so much that we can goof.
We just haven't talked about it 50%.
Like, out of the, what is, we've been recording for an hour? Out of this hour, there's like 20 good minutes?
No, we've been recording for an hour and a half, my
man. Okay, there's only like 20 minutes of content.
We could cut this down and make it a viable YouTube video.
Maybe.
Dude, monetize and, that shit.
Yeah, so, Amanda, I didn't think long and hard about this, but what I would do... Mm-hmm. Is we'd go to a destruction derby and we'd watch cars fucking blow up and run into each other and shit. Nice. And then we would just like, after that, we would just like probably go grab a burger somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
And then just burger chill and out. Coffee.
The only thing we couldn't do is we couldn't exchange phone numbers because they don't know what cell phones are.
Well,
they can telepathically communicate.
Yeah, they actually, in the show, your grill. Lottie actually has like an orb that can search Wikipedia.
Whoa, I love Wikipedia.
No, like it's legit.
Yeah.
What?
It's really funny. You have to watch the show to get the joke.
But you can't get sources from Wikipedia.
Shout out to all you kids in school. That's gonna kill you all the time.
We just, you know, hang out because I think she would just like have a nice time chilling and. Chilling and grilling.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
I love Wikipedia.
Dude, Wicker Man. Not the bees.
Dude, it's Wiki from Transformers?
Okay, well, if you wanna actually contribute to this podcast and maybe take it, put it back on the rails.
Yeah.
You can good email luck. Us once you once can... again at F. Go, Pino.
You can send us email it. Saying, I don't get your jokes. Just talk about the anime already. Sorry, I
stopped fucking around.
I actually like you guys.
For every 10 views, for every 10 listens to this, we're going to get 5 emails like that.
You're gonna be like, oh, guys.
Oh, God. So email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And we can read on the air. Haven't gotten any. Well, we've gotten 2, but that's
shout out to those guys, except for that one guy.
We can't.
You know who you are.
Shout out to that guy and the other guy.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
No, I mean shout outs to both of them.
LeBron James.
But not the one that.
Dude, LeBron James listens to this podcast. I knew it. We got to make a good impression.
No, not until Shaq listens.
Dude, and that's how I beat Shaq. Boom, boom. Put in the hoop like slam, slam. Hear the crowd screaming, "Ah, jam." Yeah, I swear. I told you the facts. That's how I beat Shaq.
All right.
Dude, I love Aaron Carter. Anyway, do we have anything else to talk about before we get to rankings? Is there any goof?
I enjoyed this. No. I enjoyed this week. It was nice. It was relaxing.
Yeah. The more like I talk about Little Witch, the more I like enjoy it. It's just like, ooh, boys, I like this show.
I think we've talked about it almost as long as the movie and the pilot put together.
Yes.
No, this is Interstellar all over again.
This is like Dark Side of the Moon and like what's the fucking movie with the little Tinket dude?
Mo Muppets.
What? Yes, the Muppets in the Dark Side of the Moon. My two favorite pieces of media.
What's that movie? She claps her heels and she's like dude.
Wizard of Oz?
The Wiz.
Yes.
What? The Wiz is also a good one. Or
this
Wicked.
Is like, you know how like you can play Dark Side of the Moon over The Wizard of Oz? Yeah. Well, you can play this over The Little Witch Academia and it syncs up.
This is the part where we're taking down the Titan, which is giving our rankings.
Yeah.
You said Titan. I'm sorry. It was a bad joke.
Yeah, it was. Never okay, I don't know. I just enjoy the show. I like it all. Trigger, once again, hits it out of the park, and I just, it's fun. Mm-hmm.
I feel
we gotta do more Trigger shows.
Guys, this is a promise to all you listeners out there. As soon as Darling in the Franxx ends, the next time that I'm able to host an episode, so that's gonna be in the summer. At that point, it'll be like July area by the time that happens. But we will watch that for the show.
That's gonna be.
I should watch that before too, just because
you should. It's very good.
Pretty bizarre summer,
dude. 1999.
Bizarre summer.
My mama. Anyway, is that it? Is that all we got?
Yeah, that's it. We've already taken a way too much fucking time.
Yeah, I feel like this episode should have been shorter.
I'm gonna have to cut all this, aren't I?
A little bit, yep.
Okay, well, guess what, kids? Let's do rankings. Right. Pino, you first.
All right, so from what I've learned in this podcast, I've learned...
learning? That's impossible.
I've learned that there is a... Well, one, that this was kickstarted. I almost said jump-started. This was kickstarted. and that these two... essentially these two things that we watched existed prior to the... airing of the show, which I was just like flabbergasted and like, what? That's impossible.
Gabberflasted.
You don't make a movie before the actual show. But I guess you can. I will say I enjoyed what I saw. I enjoyed the ride. I don't know. It's tough because now that I know all these things that you guys revealed to me, I kind of I don't know. I would need a second watch to concretely do this. But like if you're trying to get into the show, this is a good way to start. Like I don't know. It's weird. Like have you ever liked something a lot but like realized that like, oh, this isn't at its best, right? You know?
Yes. I absolutely get it.
Okay, I heard you giggling. You're hurting my feelings.
No, he posted something in Discord.
Oh, wait, really? Let me check that out real quick.
It was making me goof.
And why is it in this talk? Oh, wait. Wait, what?
It's an amigo.
Oh, amigo.
Oh. Amigo.
Oh.
for all those audio listeners out there, you know the 100 emote? It's flipped around, and instead of 100, it says oof.
That's smart.
It's very funny. So that's all we had to say. So Pino, what's your ranking? Sorry,
I enjoyed the characters. I enjoyed the world that they built. The movie kind of made it a little weird once I learned they didn't have cell phones. I was like, oh, interesting. But so this world does have cell. Like, what exists in this world and what doesn't?
That's the fun.
That is the learning. Fun. And knowing is only half the battle. So, let's see.
Wait a second. I don't know anything.
Me either. I've already lost.
Sorry, Pino. I'm so sorry.
It's a good thing that this is the movie, because if I were to rate the actual anime, I feel like I'd rate it a little higher.
Absolutely.
I would give both the pilot and the movie a 3 out of 5.
That's a very valid point for
like,
sure.
Like I want to give it more because I really like what they showed me, but like
yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
No, like that's honestly, I'm also gonna give it a 3 because, like it, I'm judging this basically on its own merits at this point because I don't want to try and impose what they've done later and compare it to what they did first.
Yeah.
Before they were like figuring out all their stuff. It's just that with this, it's very well animated. They have good characters, memorable, all that stuff, but it's because it's a movie and a pilot, they don't have time to expand on anything.
Yeah.
It's put out there. If this was released after the movie or the show, it would be 1,000 times better. I could probably rate this up in like the 4s.
Yeah.
Upwards to 5 even, if I'm like really kicking ass with that one. It's just it's a good one. It's a good one, but I still think it's just, you know, precursor. It's a 3. All it is. Why do I have my hands like I'm an Italian man? I'm like, you, no one sees it right now, but I'm like,
Do the okay hand?
No, I've done that. I was doing that.
Like good.
when I was speaking passionately, my hands naturally formed into the okay hand.
I had to give this anime a 3 because it was on the day of my daughter's birthday.
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Oh, whoops! I messed up that line again. No.
It was the day of my daughter's wedding, and instead I stayed home and watched Little Witch.
And now they're kicking me out of the family. probably not a good idea, but at least I have Lottie with me now. All right, Garb, what is your rating?
I like the part where they use their wand.
yeah, I wish I had a wand.
I like the one where the girl had a gun with the magic. I like that one. That was a good one.
You know, I guess Giuseppe's my wand. He makes people I don't want disappear, if you know what I mean. Mm.
Guys, can we start an improv podcast where we're just Italian
That's
mobsters?
That's what the Super Fun Boys is.
Wait, no, the Super Fun Boys is just us dicking.
Nah. And that's different from this how?
Nah, oof, that's true. I'm but we can dig about anything in the Super Fun Boys. Grub, how about you?
I'd give it a solid 3.2 because in the pilot, it already there's so much world already there that they already put in. Like, that was from nothing. There was no manga. There was no nothing before this.
There was
no
manga.
Little Witch. No, the manga came after.
Oh, fuck.
He got you. Oh. Wait, but I got the cowl out again. Interesting. Oh.
You always rip on me for not researching. Well, guess what? Motherfucker.
He's bringing his A game.
Can you hear me patting my head with this towel? Oh,
God, you actually have sweating. A towel?
Yes. I have props.
Oh.
I have
next
props.
Time,
I have a
next
small
time.
Hammer. I have a slinky. I have some dice. Oh, fuck, my dice are bad.
Oh, no. And next I, time and you I, need to bring like a towel that's like full of water and you can like bring it out next to your mic. So
no,
just like
I don't want to get water all over.
What's your rating before we go overboard?
No, he had a yeah, but it was a good show. I had a lot of fun with it. I'm now watching the anime, which is probably the highest compliment you can ever get to a pilot. So
yeah, seriously. It did its purpose as a pilot to get you to watch more, and that's exactly what you did.
I hope I didn't lose any dice in that incident.
That incident.
No dice were harmed in the making of this podcast.
I can't say that for certain yet.
Dude, no dice.
No dice, okay. Mr. Jester.
Mr. Jester. Right. Hey, guys.
So, Garb?
Guess what, guys? Yeah. I know what we're going to be watching
Garb
next
didn't
week.
Even rate it.
He did. He said it's 3.2.
Oh, whoops.
2.3.
Shows me how
2.3.
Much I listen.
He said a 2.3.
Wow, really?
No, I said 3.2.
Okay.
No, oh, okay, you said 2.3 originally. I'm
no, I
saying.
Didn't.
You did. We're zoom back to the audio. Grub, how about you? We are.
I'd give it a solid.
Sanity.
I'd give it a solid 3.2.
Wow, what a great audio.
Or either that, or I sound like a complete fucking moron right now.
Wow, great audio, man. I loved it.
Yeah, I know, but, yeah, so guess what? We are going to be watching something else.
What are we watching next week?
Or, oh, shit.
What are we watching next time?
Guess what? I get to host this episode.
Oh, no.
Of the
it's going to be formatted correctly.
And we're not going to get off topic every 5 seconds.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You decide. But, send us email.
You decide at FruitLoopsFun.com.
Follow your nose for the taste that shows.
For the fruity flavor that shows.
I peed into the mic.
Toucan Sam, you rascal. You coming around to my house.
Oh, Parakeet Pedro.
What the fuck are we watching?
We're watching Trigun.
Oh.
Which was an anime released in 1998.
Oh, boy.
26 episodes. Oh. It's good fucking time. Guess what? This is the first anime in our entire lineage. It took us 10 episodes to get to a point where no one has watched this anime.
Wow, really?
So, we are going to be watching Trigun.
All right.
And it's going to be a great time.
I never watched it. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, guess what? That's it. Close out the show, Garb. Where are we?
We are... The oh, I almost said a bad word. I almost said it, but I didn't.
Proud of you.
I'm proud.
I might
of you
not
as
have
well.
To censor anything this episode.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think
I don't
there's
think
one
so.
That you gotta censor. You'll see.
This was the Funky Anime Podcast. Guys, I'll be real with you.
Who are you?
I'm Garb.
Oh, cool.
The invisibility spell is starting to fade away. And that's Pino. He's halfway there.
Wait. I can't say it.
Say it. Come on. Please, I know what you gotta say.
I'm gonna give you. You guys want to guess?
No.
You guys know?
No. I know what it is. Go for it.
I know what it is. Just say it.
Oh, my hair is not here. Psych, no.
My dick fell off. Yep. That's it.
Yep. There it is.
I hate you. Hey, wait. My fingers aren't here either.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
And
how am I standing?
He's now regressed into a tadpole. What? But that is Chuck.
Hey, I almost stepped on you.
Yeah. Tadpole? I heard the little.
I should probably bring in water. Do you want water there, little buddy?
He'll be fine.
Do you want water? Not like Garb last week who hated the water.
I need water. I don't have those.
Guys.
I don't have those.
Hold up.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank God.
All right.
This can only happen for another like minute or so before I'm going to need water again, so we should really wrap this up.
All right, this was the Funky Anime Podcast. That is FunkyAnimePodcast @gmail.com.
That's not our name. Our name's just the Funky Anime Podcast.
Yeah,
not our email.
Okay. This is the Funky Anime Podcast. Oh, stay fapping.
Brought to you by Conan O'Brien.
Stay fapping. Mama!